The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The great Eric Clapton. This one is from his August album, which was probably his most successful album to date before solo album, before Journeyman came along in the 1990s. Al Gattulo and Joe Sebilia sitting in for Joe Piscopo here on AM 970, The Answer. As Joe is actually, he's going to join us in a little bit. He's actually on the other station down the dial. Don't leave. You should be listening to us right now. But he's on the other station down the dial. Apparently, the late Frank Morano texting me. He's on now. He sounds great. Well, that's wonderful, Frank. Thanks. Thanks for giving us that update.
I'm glad that Frank keeps his roots with the morning show and he doesn't forget about us.
He's got to stay awake. He's got the baby. That's why he listens.
I enjoy hearing from Frank.
Reason.
Frank, by the way, will be making the scrapbook. I'm doing a whole New Year's Eve page.
It's just a page?
Well, at least one
I would
page.
Think it would be more than one.
It should really be a whole chapter.
With all these, you know, unbelievable people that I would never want to hang out with.
I have some great pictures of you and I with me in the orange jacket. There's a whole
Good, but
whole
don't
thing.
Put that on the page of the, you know, New Year's Eve.
No, they can't intermingle. But right. But specifically, see, the great thing about a scrapbook as opposed to a photo album is you can put in a physical item in a scrapbook. So I'm going to put the pen that I touched that Joe Piscopo gave me into the scrapbook for posterity.
I'm so glad we've gone into a time warp and gone back to the 1950s with the scrapbooking. I mean, really? Joe, you need to get out more a little bit.
Just a little bit. You wonder why I'm single.
Yeah, I wonder why you're single. Anyway, coming up this hour, Joe Concha, who's a Fox News contributor, he's a media and politics columnist for The Hill. He's the author of the new book on Joe Biden's life and presidency. It's called Come On, Man. He'll join us on the program. 8:40, Steve Adubato, the Emmy Award-winning anchor on State of Affairs, which airs on public broadcasting, and the author of Lessons in Leadership. He's got an interview with Governor Murphy tomorrow that will air on PBS stations. Now, this was an interview that was taped a couple of weeks ago, so I'm sure that people who do watch it are going to be annoyed that maybe Steve didn't ask him questions about meeting President Biden, et cetera, et cetera. Remember, these things are done in advance. So I believe it was taped about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. So,
and I don't think that's too unusual in broadcasting.
No, not for an interview that airs on PBS. Obviously, it's not live, so you know we don't expect. I don't expect Steve to be asking him questions.
Even certain things, sometimes you watch like 60 Minutes. Now, obviously, they might be able to tape it a little closer to the air date, but sometimes things like that happen where they tape it, and then they have to add an addendum when they're editing the story because something breaks.
A lot of 60 Minute stories, while current, are taped a few weeks, you know, previous.
Yeah.
There's a great book that I read about 60 Minutes. I think it was Ira Rosen was a longtime a producer for 60 Minutes.
Was this the one where he talks about Mike Wallace at great length?
But
a couple years ago.
He was Mike Wallace's producer, but he talked about the culture of 60 Minutes and what they used to do back in the days to get stories. Because people forget, we have the internet now. We have all of these other technological advances that allow you to get stories and research on people at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s and 80s, before that, we didn't have any of that. When I started in this business in 1990, we didn't have the internet. There were computers, but there was no real internet where you could search things. You had to pick up a newspaper. You had to go to a library and get some encyclopedias and do some research. You had to actually pick up the phone and call people. Fax machines were the big deal at the time.
Yeah.
You know, but otherwise, you actually had to talk to people on the phone. So it was, you know, to book a show or to, you know, do all this stuff. It wasn't an email. You had to call people and, you know, make sure that they were home and confirm with them, and there was no cell phones. So, you know,
there is a great documentary you should watch. I went to go see it at a screening in Philadelphia when it came out. I think it's called "This Is Mike Wallace," and it's he had such a fascinating life and career.
But anyway, Ira talks about you know, working with Mike Wallace, but also how he would get stories and what he would do. One of the things that he would do is he would go to JFK or LaGuardia, on a Friday or a Monday, whatever it was, and he would just get on a commuter jet to Washington, to D.C. Cost him, you know, $50 back then, or whatever it is. He'd fly down and he'd walk around the Capitol, try and talk to a few politicians or whatever who he could run into. And then, you know, if he got a story, great, get back on the plane and fly back.
He's
to
a
New
little
York.
Like TMZ before TMZ.
Yeah, but that's how they had to chase down stories. So, you know, when you hear about these things on 60 Minutes and how they got these unbelievable stories and the depths that they would go to track down people, to now try to track down people, get arrested.
But exactly.
Back then, you know, what they used to do was just, it was remarkable. So the other thing I want to talk about before, and in the 9 o'clock hour, it's Daniel Davis, Colonel Daniel Davis, and Russ Salzburg talk some sports. Joe Piscopo is supposed to be joining us at some point. I don't know when. I know he's on doing another interview right now, but at some point this hour, he's supposed to join us. So we may not even be doing the interviews coming up. Joe will be back at that point. But I'm looking, I look at the New York Post, the front page of the New York Post today says, charge him already. So feds have sat on a criminal case against Hunter for months. Agents say on the back pages in the sports, it's buck wild. Showalter's Mets open the playoffs against the Padres tonight at Citi. It's three night games. All of them are at Citi Field. Mets win two out of three. They take care of business. They move on to the next round, which will be the Dodgers. Not exactly the best matchup that you want. But at some point, you're going to have to face Los Angeles, and you may end up facing the Braves again. You never know. But I flip open the paper, and on page two, it says, Namaste away. Giselle's guru pal, Smudge, sticks it to Tom. Again, why is the Tom Brady-Giselle Bundchen story so much at the front of the American focus? We have so many other things that are going on in this country.
But
why do we care about two people who make millions of dollars? And mind you, a quarterback in Tom Brady, who, yeah, if you want to say he's the greatest of all time, okay, great. He lost twice to the Giants.
Yeah.
Very happy about that. Eli Manning is his daddy, and that's, you know, that's the end of that conversation. But this is a guy, when he does retire from football, and let's assume it will be this year, will be his final year, he is walking into a job at Fox Sports where he will be the number one lead color commentator,
right,
working with my good friend Kevin Burkhardt, making an outlandish
amount of money. But you answered
your
own question now. You were asking, why do people care about the divorce of two people who have millions and millions of dollars? That's exactly why, because they want to see who's going to get the money and who's going to be the big winner.
I think if they're both smart, they both have their own money. It's not like they have to fight nickel and dime over stuff. They both make their own livings, you know, doing their own separate things. I don't think there's any issue about that. I don't
Celebrity
care.
Divorce, like, for some reason, is so fascinating to people.
I get Tom's reasoning for coming back. They were on the precipice of going to a Super Bowl, right? They lose to the Rams. Rams eventually go on. They win the Super Bowl last year. But I get it. He was a couple plays away from going to a Super Bowl. Would have been remarkable had he won a Super Bowl championship with another team as opposed to the Patriots.
Right.
You know, there's this knock of, you know, the Belichick system and all this other stuff. The guy is a tremendous quarterback, first ballot Hall of Famer. There's no question. He shattered records that some of them are going to be impossible to beat, right?
How old is he? Isn't he like 65?
No, he's in his 40s. But he's saying,
I'm kidding, obviously.
He's saying he wants the quarterback until he's 50. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
I mean,
right?
But I mean, the longevity that he has had, right, is unheard of.
But the thing is, the way he went about retiring, like Adam Schefter had broken the story, and then he had come out and said, okay, he's retiring, and then now he's unretiring, and whatever. I get it, but Tom, enough already. You're taking a lot of hits. Guys are coming at you left and right. You got a nice nest egg. Why are you jeopardizing it for another Super Bowl trophy? He's got a gazillion of them. Does he really need to? Now, you know what? If he hadn't ever won the championship, maybe I could understand the motivation. But, I mean, come on.
Well, this is a problem not only in sports but in show business as well. People don't know when to walk away at the right time. People stay way too long.
There are some athletes that know when to walk away. There are a lot of them, you're right, that don't. Because and for some of it, it's a system. They've grown up in this system and they don't know any other. The smart athletes know how to save their money, know how to diversify their money so that it's not all in football. You know, the NFL runs a program when a rookie is selected, you know, they're on a team. They run a program dealing with business, contracts, dealing with how to deal with your money. A lot of them, they have to go, it's mandatory. Most of them don't listen.
Yeah.
They blow their money. They buy cars. They buy houses. They this. And I'm talking about not the rookie that signs a $20 million deal.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the rookie that signs for maybe $1.5 million, $2 million. A lot of these guys are broke very quickly. You know why? The average life of an NFL player is 4 years. Average.
Yeah.
Some of them don't make it to two. You're not vested as an NFL player, meaning you don't pay into the pension system or vest in the pension system until you've gone past your fourth year. You have to be into your fifth year before you're in the pension system.
Right.
So a lot of these guys are gone before that even happens. And at a low salary, your pension is not a lot, but it's something. So investing your money wisely when you're making all of that money can be the difference between having a very good lifestyle in your 50s and 60s,
yeah,
or being destitute and not knowing what to do.
The nice thing, though, about pro athletes is that a lot of times the fame that they're afforded from their time working in sports, they're able to have such a big second act.
Right, and that's true. But if I'm not mistaken, is that Joe
that?
Piscopo?
Hello, is this not?
Is this Joe Piscopo?
Oh.
Hello,
hi, Joe.
Piscopo, hi, Joe.
Hey, you used to be the Joe Piscopo show. Now it's the Catullo Sebelius show.
Yeah,
you
mind,
can I have a guest shot for 5 minutes?
I don't know if you don't know. No. I don't shine shoes no more.
Don't shush me out. Just a minute.
Hi, Joe.
How are you, Albert?
I'm good. How
so
you doing?
I got to tell you, what a morning, mamma mia.
Yeah.
Good morning to everybody listening to AM 970. It's wild. And Joey Sebelia, Al, you guys are crushing it, doing a great job. So proud of you. I got to tell you, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, like they say, you know. So now, we came back late last night from Italy, right? And then Fox wanted me on to promote Uncanceling Columbus on Fox Nation, which it drops today, by the way. So I'm out there, and so I was going to go last night, and then Olivia, my girl, you know, she had the surgery, and I'm walking through her every step of the way in Italy. I'm taking, you okay, honey? You okay, honey? And all folks on this great Perillo tour, we had a blast. They're all watching after Olivia and Allie, her sister. Joey was there in Italy, guys. Joey came over with us.
That's awesome.
That's big.
I know, it was great. So now we're walking and on eggshells, and she comes home, and I'm looking at her and watching her. So I want her, she's got a doctor appointment. She's doing great, by the way, after the surgery. I got to tell you, great, grace of God. But I tell Fox, I can't come in because I got to stay with my daughter. And to credit Fox and friends, and they were so great. We just did the hit from the house with Will Kane, and really appreciated that, you know. And then Chad calls over from WABC. You got to jump on with John. He's talking to Chad. He's got Angela Vivolo. And I go, I'm not even on my show yet, Chad. It's not going to come over there. So I called Jerry. I got permission from the boss. So I jumped on with John Katz a minute ago, who we love and who does so much for the city with Angela Vivolo and with Curtis, your old pal, Al. Curtis says
that's great.
There. So now I'm here. I'm with you.
Oh,
I'm
nice. Nice you come back to the job that pays you. That's all right.
It's almost a little odd to hear your voice the way we're hearing it after all this time in Italy.
See,
I know, the living
legend Jerry Crowley wouldn't say this, but if I were Jerry right now, I'd be like, what is he doing?
Just so you know, before we talk about what happened, Jerry brought John to the radio. Jerry Crowley is a broadcast legend from the old WOR, Bob Grant, and you name it, John Gambling Days. And he brought John on. John, you should be on the radio. So John Katz comes on our station and just does great and makes all the news. And then I tell him, don't forget, who told John to buy WABC, please, boys? Who told him? Everybody forgets. Joe Pesci. That's right. Exactly. They go, I said, John, it's for sale. John buys it, and then he brings us over. All of us are over there. And then I said, you're going to, I go real quick.
Well, not all of us. You are. I didn't even get an invite to the WABC party, so, you know. Listen.
I have permission from the Grand High Exalted Mystic Ruler, Jerry Crowley of the Raccoon Lodge. I said, do you mind? After I woo-wooed, I said, woo-woo.
Right.
And I said, do you mind if I jump on with John? I said, no, you got to jump on with John. And it was great. Meantime, I said, John, condolences on Bernie McGurk, but I think I said Bernie Kerik. So to Bernie Kerik, I said
he's the passing of Bernie.
I mean Bernie McGurk. So sorry, Bernie Commissioner. We got to get
I could see.
Right.
No, I could see how that could happen, though. I've done that myself before.
Thank you. Hey, and I know you got a break. Who's coming up next on the show?
Joe Concha.
Joe's got this book is crushing it. He's got a great new book, and this guy's on TV constantly. On the Fox. Can we? Look at that. Love you, man. Love you back. Listen, this is before we break. It's a love fest in New York media. Everybody. We talk about everybody from the news stations to the sports stations to the crosstown. Our hearts go out to the McGurk family, to Sid Rosenberg. My dear friend Sid is so upset. We went back and forth, and I was supposed to talk to him this morning, but Hopefully, it's just a tough time, you know, when you lose somebody like that. But I think Bernie would want us to go onward and forward, Bernie McGurk and Bernie Kerik, actually. So Joe on the radio, we're back. We had such a great time. And Al, thank you so much. And Joe, thank you so much. And with a shout out to Mr. Crowley for putting us all together on this. And Joey, are you okay? You said Kara's going to be back Monday.
Somehow I'm surviving.
I gave Kara the day off today. I don't have the authority to because, you know, the boss is the boss. But I'm like the guy. I said, Kara, you're taking off. Debbie's taking off. The girl's going to take off a little bit today.
No, nobody can quite do the job like Kara can do it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, she was great. She was so cute. Our whole family was there in Italy. We'll talk about Italy. Joe Concha coming up live on the radio. We are back. Joe is back. And Janelle Crispin is in doing a great job for Debbie Duhaime. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock out of New York. From my home, welcome to La Casa de Piscopo. Let's go to Janelle hitting the roads outside New York on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We've got some traffic troubles in Fairlawn on 208 southbound into Fairlawn Avenue. There's a vehicle fire in 78 shut down in both directions at Old Brook Road in Somerset because of a crash probe. And it's all jammed up on 24 in Short Hills westbound into Summit Avenue because of a crash. Hutchinson River Parkway, very heavy southbound into Bruckner Boulevard. There's an accident being cleared. And if you're using the inbound upper deck of the GW Bridge, there's a disabled vehicle blocking two right lanes. On the New Jersey side, it's 20 minutes. Lower deck, about a 15-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel inbound 25. And at the Holland Tunnel, looks like it's 20 to 25 from both approaches. Crash still being cleared off the Whitestone Bridge. Queensbound, two left lanes are closed about mid-span. And then Bronxbound, police activity, two left lanes are closed. Some guardrail repairs going on. We have some backups on the BQE in Queens Eastbound, Northern Boulevard. There's a crash. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You have many choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you will experience at Empire State Bank. Tired of paying ATM fees when you're in a pinch? Enjoy free business and personal checking with no monthly fees or minimum balances. Also, use your debit card to make withdrawals from your checking account at any ATM, and the fees are on Empire State Bank. That's right, one less thing you got to worry about. Each month, your ATM fees are calculated and refunded directly back into your free business or personal checking account, up to $18 each month. Empire State Bank doesn't let the little things get in your way. With a free business or personal checking account. To open your free checking with free ATMs, call today 866-464-0003. It's 866-464-0003. In Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Queens, Empire State Bank. Visit esbna.com. That's esbna.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. Invite Health is here to save the day and your body with the best-selling Cartilage HX. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation provides a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Just listen to what some Invite Health customers in the tri-state area are saying about Cartilage HX.
I had a problem with my left knee and had to take baby steps going up the stairs. I'm almost normal now.
Miracle! When I climb the stairs, my knees no longer hurt.
Stay active with the help of Cartilage HX. Buy one bottle, get the other free, plus free shipping today. Call 800-673-2345 now to order. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
I love telling you about local Italian-owned businesses, especially during the Italian-American Heritage Month. For over 35 years, the Facci Bani family has been providing insurance advice to business and individuals in the New York, New Jersey area. Their consultative approach has endeared their clients to them, evidenced by continued renewals of their policies year after year. J.A. Facci Bani Insurance Associates' personal insurance team can design a bundled insurance program to cover your home, auto, and
valuable items. This approach can save you over 15%. Their business team will become your trusted advisor. They will help you build the insurance program that's right for your business. J.A. Fachabeni Insurance Associates believe you should never be surprised at a time of loss, and all claims should be settled quickly and fairly. If you're looking for an insurance advocate to be your voice, call Joe Fachabeni directly today at 800-937-5515. It's 800-937-5515.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Secular Live, coming up this afternoon at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970. That's Joe Piscopo. Yeah, hi, how are you? And thank you to Steve Perillo and Janice and everybody at Perillo Tours for doing such a great job. We just crushed it on that trip. Just got back late last night. I was supposed to go on the air Monday, but we will be broadcasting from the Columbus Citizens Foundation on Monday live. We got a lot going on. It is Columbus Day. And do we get Joe in, guys? Did we got Joe?
Not yet. We're getting him on the phone.
Okay, great. Because we're going to bring Joe Concha on in 2 seconds. But I have to tell you, I was so excited to do this documentary on Canceling Columbus. Uncanceling Columbus. If you go to FoxNation.com, just like that, they have some great documentaries, right? And we did, think about it, last year at Christmas time, we did The Seven Fishes, the story of the seven fishes. Are you kidding me? I said, wait, that's a Catholic? Yes, I said Catholic. Not only that, that is a positive look at the close-knit community of the Italian-Americans in America. And they said, we want to do that. I said, so they got these young kids that produce these things. If they're 30 years old, they're like Joey Sebelia, not even 30. And they come up with the – no, I'm telling you. And the kid that wrote the script for Uncanceling Columbus, I went over to Fox to record it. So we go in the recording booth, and I'm reading this, and the kid's right next to me. He's 28 years old, kid named John Case. Rob Monaco is a guy from Fox who produced it. And Rob's not more than 30 years old. So I said, John, how old are you? He goes, 28. I said, and you wrote this? You got to hear the narrative, the dialogue of it, how it explains in a very objective way the story of Columbus. And it breaks it down. And Maria Bartiromo is in this. Angela Vivolo's in it. And Dr. Scheltz from the Italian-American Museum in New York is in it. And we break it down in a nice way. I just wish people would read the history, learn the history, because the narrative is wrong about Christopher Columbus. And it's an Italian-American day. We are not moving. We are not budging. It's Columbus Day. And then Curtis starts busting my chops on WABC just right a second ago. He's going like, Joe, you let the statue come down in Newark. That's Curtis. By the way, I've grown to become so fond of Curtis Sliwa. He's so much fun. Yeah, he really is. And you worked with him. Yes. And he starts busting my chops. I said, Curtis, so what were we supposed to do? I said, what happened was, is they moved the Columbus. I just went back and forth with a Buddy Fortunato from the Italian Tribune.
Right.
Steve Adubato's coming up. This is all the community out of Newark. And they moved the statue out to the Skylands. But to Curtis's point, he's right. There should be a Columbus statue in Newark, New Jersey.
You mentioned Dr. Scheltz. Curtis and I had to apologize to him about 10 years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, we were on the air. We were talking about the Feast of San Gennaro in Little Italy, and he was going off on the mobsters and all this stuff and insulting the whole process. And Dr. Scheltz wrote WABC said, he was offended. So we had to do a mea culpa and go down to Little Italy and actually apologize to Dr. Scheltz himself. So I got some good food out of it, but it was, it was one of those things where...
I got to tell you, he is the foremost scholar in everything Italian-American, along with Angela
absolutely.
Vivolo. So when you talk about Columbus and what happened and how... Columbus wasn't even there. He wasn't even there. We'll talk about it on Monday.
But, Joe, nobody's perfect. Will Cain said it to you during the piece on Fox and Friends. No human being is perfect, good or bad. Thomas Jefferson did some bad things. George Washington, all of these people, nobody's perfect.
You mean like what's inside the real life of Joe Sebelia? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Wow. You should have heard nothing Joe is perfect mystery. In my life.
What mystery is this?
No,
Joe Sebelia?
You should have heard Joe the other day when he was upset. They're talking about they did a study in the Post posted this story about how New York City is not the number one place for cursing. Apparently, it's Columbus, Ohio. We are like least on the list really? Of cursing. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Are you
not
kidding me?
You, just, not when just you and I talk ahead, off right?
No, just go outside and see people driving every day.
Now, Joe, how often have you ever heard me swear, though? I don't think I swear too much.
Not once. I got something. I brought to you guys something. Very little.
Really?
Just token stuff from Italy. And I got something for you, Joe. I'll explain it when
you
know, I give it to
but
you.
But back to swear. I will be swearing in a second. You're back. First guest back for you, not picking up the phone.
Good.
It's only my luck.
Yeah.
Wait
the
a minute.
First
Concha,
guest back.
Wait, he was on is Fox. On he Fox. Was, he does a hit every 20 minutes
he
on
was
Fox.
On, no, but he was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning.
Yeah, I saw
so
that.
I don't
understand
why he's not, you know, answering his phone.
Hey, could, I,
on the island. That's it.
No. Well, the funny, okay, so this was the
first
funny
one on
thing,
the yeah. island is an Italian. That's it.
This is the funny
Perfect
thing.
For Columbus Day.
So,
come on.
We're gonna put him on Sardinia. We're gonna put him on one of the islands.
Capri.
One
put
of
him
the
on Capri.
Capri.
That's,
oh,
it.
That's a good island to be stuck on.
Not
yeah.
on Sicily. Oh. Sicily, you get
so
whacked.
Here's the good news, Joe. Oh, I because I was thinking you weren't going to be on in time for Joe Concha today. I was communicating with his people, and I said we'd like to have him back when Joe's back as well. And they said, great. Uh-oh. They said, so we're planning to have him on next week. When you'll definitely be here. So the good news is if he doesn't pick up today, we can hope he'll pick up next
now,
Friday.
How much you want to bet his people probably told him, oh, you're not going to do it today. He's just going to do it next week.
No, yeah, no, because I confirmed with them. I said he's still on for tomorrow. They
doesn't
said
matter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, before we get Concha on, so I got stuck in this whole thing yesterday.
If we get Concha on.
Yeah,
Steve Adubato's next. So, on my – oh, no, we have him. We got Joe Concha. Look at that.
There it is. Stay with me. Now we're the like Joe Concha, by the way, Fox News contributor. He's the one man that does a hit on Fox. Oh, every 12 minutes they put Joe on. He's a media and politics columnist for The Hill. Author. There's a book everybody's talking about. I'll tell you what, he's just crushing it with a book about Joe Biden's life and presidency called Come On, Man. Hey, Joe, welcome back to the show, brother. And an early happy Columbus Day. How are you?
Thank you. Were we both on Fox and Friends today?
We were, and I was supposed to come in. You know what I love about you? Before we get to Come On, Man, your great new book, you're a great dad. And I see when you do the hits, and you've got in your mega mansion up in Bergen County, and I love that, and you're there, and you're in your own home studio, yet I know what you're doing. As soon as you do the hit, when I watch you on Fox and Friends first, when I watch you with Todd and with Carly, you do a hit, don't you take your kids to school. Do you not, Joe Concha? I love that about you, pal.
Yes, I'm about to do that next because my wife is the boss and I'm under orders.
No, that's not true. Not true. Because I said, we just got back from Italy late last night, a great tour, and we had a great time. But then look at my daughter. She's got a doctor appointment. So I called Fox and Friends first. And, you know, I mean, and by the way, if we can, Joe, Fox just, when you look at the numbers on Fox and Friends and what Tucker did with Kanye West last night and the numbers to combine all of CNN, MSNBC, you said this on the air many times, combined they don't have the numbers of Fox. So, I mean, I called and I meekly said, I'm a dad, and I said, Joe Concha's a good father. Can I pull a Joe Concha and do it from home? And they let me do it. How about that? I love that, man.
Wow, yeah. CNN, they're changing their the network's call letters to FNR, as in friends and relatives, because those are the only people watching at this point. What's going on?
Hey, man, tell
them. They take Don Lemon, who's the lowest rated guy in cable news, right, by far. And I'm not joking about this. And they say, you know what? We're gonna improve our morning show. We're gonna move him there and give him one more hour of TV time. What logic is behind this?
Joe, you are on fire, my brother, and I love you, man. Tell us about the book. Come on, man, where we can find it. But first of all, you had to dig into when I study a great man like Frank Sinatra and we do the Sundays with Frank Sinatra show, I enjoy it and I go down the rabbit hole. Oh, look at this. Oh, look what happened here. And I study it and study it. Were you wincing when you had to do all the history and all the, investigating into Biden's life? Because this is a thorough book that you wrote, my friend.
I had, and, you know, some people have researchers, they have the teams. So there was no team.
Yeah.
It was me
yeah.
off YouTube, public library in some corner somewhere. And when I did the research, I was horrified by what I saw, because I figured that only 46 people have ever occupied the Oval Office, and the current one has no business remotely being close to it. Not even like a TV version of it. He has failed upwards, Joe, his entire life. He's the most below average person in everything he's ever done. And somehow he's the leader of the free world. How did we get here?
You're right. So, when I'm overseas and they love Americans, they love us. Joe, and you see how they treat you from the camarieri, from the waiters to the people helping, to the drivers, to everybody helping you get through the tour of Italy, the great country of Italy. They love us. And I said to everybody on the bus, why doesn't Joe Biden love us like they love us? They hate America. They hate us over there in Washington like that. Where do we go from here, do you think, with Joe Biden? How do you think this all will end up, my friend?
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I think maybe Joe Biden does hate us, because what human being thinks it's a good idea to spend trillions of dollars and then say, hey, that'll help lower inflation? My first grader with a lemonade stand knows that's not how the economy works, right?
Or, it's so true.
Hey, let's open the border. Let's let 4 million people in here in 2 years and all the fentanyl coming in. For crime, let's let criminals back out on the street over and over again to kill and maim people. I mean, there's no logic to any of this. And before people say, well, he's old, he doesn't have it all together. No, he's always been this incompetent. But the thing is, he used to be vice president where he had no power, or a senator where he basically had no power. Now he has power. That should scare everybody, because we see what he does with power. He does stupid things, Joe.
Gotcha on fire, baby. Hey, at least he's bringing oil from Venezuela. Great idea, Mr. President. I mean, so you sit here. Zach, I can't, you know. Go ahead. Yeah.
You fist pump the Saudi king. You say, please, can you open up the oil reserves more? And what does the king do? He does the opposite. Says we're cutting it. So great job by killing our energy here. Closing the Keystone Pipeline, shutting down all those oil leases off the Gulf of Alaska. Now we have to depend on friggin' Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, and Russia for our oil. What the fuck? I swear I will.
Come On Man is the name of the book. Everybody's going. You could just Google Joe Concha. Get Come On Man. This is the book that everyone is reading. To Joe, you're the best, man. On fire. On fire. Joey, you're a great dad. Go take the kids, and we love you for taking the time with us, Mr. Concha. Thank you, Joe. And I can't wait to see you in person, my friend. Yeah,
that's it.
There it is. Perfect. Happy Columbus Day, Joey. Thank you, my friend.
All right, man. See
you. Take care. Joe got you on fire. Oh, we're getting started. We're just getting started, baby. 8:36 on the AM 970, The Answer. Yeah, by the way, Come On Man. That is the name of the book by Joe Concha. You don't want to miss that. Steve Adubato, my buddy. We're going to catch up with Steve. And right now, Big Al is in the newsroom. He's got the news for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
62 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Nearly 80 local governments across New York State receiving $9 million worth of Homeland Security grants. Officials say the money is specifically allocated to New York's bomb squads or hazardous material teams, along with enhancing cybersecurity. Bomb squads in Nassau and Suffolk counties will each receive $218,000, while Westchester County squad receives $318,000. Rockland secured $110,000. For cybersecurity, Dutchess and Ulster counties receiving $50,000. Columbia County gets $27,000. Authorities in New Jersey are cracking down on municipalities that appear to exclude LGBTQ+ members when it comes to marriage licenses. The Division on Civil Rights issued violation notices to Fairview, Hanover, Linden, South Toms River, and Estelle Manor. The state attorney general says information on their websites limits the availability of marriage licenses to opposite gender couples and excludes license applicants with a non-binary gender identity. The notice is a violation, come as the attorney general launches a new marriage equality enforcement initiative. In sports, Mets begin their quest for a World Series tonight. Amazons open up a best-of-three wild-card series against the Padres in Flushing. Max Scherzer, Yu Darvish, your starters. Game two is tomorrow night. Game three, if necessary, Sunday night. Yankees are off. They'll await the winner of the Guardians and Rays wild-card series. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Janelle Crispin's got the answer.
Traffic is not so quick on the Van Wyck southbound into the Bell Parkway. There's a disabled vehicle. The left lane is blocked. And the BQE all jammed up eastbound into Northern Boulevard. There's a crash there blocking a lane. Now the Whitestone Bridge, still problems. Queensbound, we've got two left lanes blocked because of a crash. And then Bronxbound, police activity. Two left lanes are blocked and some guardrail repairs. 78 shut down in both directions at Oldwick Road in Summer. Somerset. That's because of an accident investigation. We've got a crash on Route 80. It's eastbound and exit 39 Main Street in Denville. One lane is blocked there. GW Bridge, it looks like on the upper deck, a disabled vehicle cleared away. A 20-minute delay on the upper deck, and it looks like it's about 15 on the lower level. Outbound on the upper deck, there's construction blocking the right lane across the span. Lincoln Tunnel inbound 25, and at the Holland Tunnel, it looks like 20 minutes both approaches. Alternate side of the street parking rules. You now know where not to go. I'm Chanel Chrisman with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. As the leaves change, leave the hiring to Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For over 75 years, Columbus Citizens Foundation has promoted Italian-American culture and heritage and has provided thousands of scholarships to Italian-American students who have academic ability but find themselves in need of financial aid for their education. It's no exaggeration to state that this scholarship program has literally changed the lives of generations. But they can't do it alone. Help make a difference in someone's life today. To find out how you can help Columbus Citizens Foundation, visit ColumbusCitizens.org. It's ColumbusCitizens.org. These talented students inspire us every day. Their leadership, passion, and pride in their heritage is a winning combination. The scholarships offer them a chance to pursue their dreams and contribute to their communities. Columbus Citizens Foundation brings the Columbus Day Parade to New York City every year, and you can help them bring a quality education to Italian American students in need by donating today. You could visit ColumbusCitizens.org.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number 0, which is my PSA, 0, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Attention, condo or co-op board members. Is your building's exterior looking weather-worn and shabby? Are you in the process of planning for next season's improvements? Well, tired of having to paint every 4 or 5 years? Don't make the same mistake by calling a painter. Call RhinoShield first for a longer-lasting solution. RhinoShield is engineered to outlast paint and is 10 times thicker than traditional paint coatings. RhinoShield is a ceramic coating that is sprayed onto your building, looks just like paint, but with many more benefits. Protect and beautify your buildings, adding value, dramatically reducing wall maintenance work, while insulating and soundproofing. Condominiums, apartment complexes, multifamily homes all can benefit from RhinoShield. RhinoShield ensures a successful, worry-free installation that bonds to virtually any substrate. Call to request your free quote by October 31st and receive a 20% discount. You'll never have to paint again. 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608, or go to RhinoShieldOfNY.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Wake up with Joe Piscopo at 6. Ride home with John Katsimatidis at 5. On AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Some Jersey music for Steve Adubato, baby.
Just getting tough. This whole world is rough. Just getting rough.
8:43 on AM 970, The Answer. Joe Piscopo live. I know I told you I was going to be back on Monday and just do a hit today, but the way it happened, I'm home. Jerry Crowley, our boss, put in a little home system for us, so I'm able to broadcast from here. So we welcome you to the program. Great to be here. And talking about Newark, talking about Columbus Day, we think of one person, Steve Adubato, the Adubato family, legendary, all that they have done for the great city of Newark. And Steve has a big interview coming up. He's going to tell us about it. We welcome our friend Steve Adubato to the airwaves. Steven, it's been too long, my friend. How are you, brother?
Buongiorno, Giuseppe.
Hey, buongiorno, my friend. Hey, Steve, you know what? You know, I was just talking. I jumped on it's crazy. The media market is nuts, right? I'm over at WABC. I'm on with John and Angela Vivolo, and then we come over here, and we're all together on this. But we were talking about Bloomfield Avenue, and we're talking about the Columbus statue there, and then about our mutual friend, Buddy Fortunato from the Italian Tribune, the legendary, in the name of Asa Lange. Steve, remember Asa Lange? How much did you love Asa Lange? And so we don't have as you listen around the country, and as you listen certainly in New York and Jersey and Connecticut, we had, and tell me, Steve Adubato, when you were a kid, the Columbus Day Parade in Newark, New Jersey, that was the event. That was huge, right?
Never missed the parade, Joe. Always proud on Columbus Day. I know there's a lot of controversy about it, but for me, for my family, for the friends that you know that are closest to me, the guys that we grew up with, we will be celebrating on Monday, and it's for all Italian Americans to feel pride about not just what we've done, but way more importantly, our ancestors who came here, mostly from southern Italy. I know you were in Avellino, which is where my family's from. Yeah. So listen, it's going to be a beautiful Monday. It is Columbus Day for a lot of us.
Yep, it's so true. And I was there. We went to Prato la Sera, Steve Adubato. We went to the little town of my grandfather. And I used to listen to my Uncle Ben and my pop talk about around the dining room table there. And they would tell us about Prato la Sera. I said, where's the Prato? We went down. The whole family was there. It was great. You know, my grandfather's name was Rosario, right? So now when we're sitting there trying to work our way with the best Italian we could talk, you know, and they made a great dinner for us. Joey was there. My daughters were there. So then, a guy walks in. And then my cousin Maria goes, presentarle. He goes, Secondo Rosario. They go, after all these years, they call him the second Rosario. Rosario number two, because my grandfather was Rosario number one. Is that not Italian or what? Right? Secondo.
It's very hard to explain to people who are not, quote unquote, our people, at least from where we come from. It's very hard to explain our traditions, our families, and how Joe Piscopo, with no way he was going to Italy, like on the down low. It would be a big deal. The town would open up. I know there was a big parade. I actually saw, thank God for Facebook, I was able to follow you in Italy, and it looked like there were 6,000 people at a private family dinner.
I went to, and we're going to talk about Steve Adubato. It was a great interview with Governor Murphy. We're going to tell you where you
that's
see
right.
That.
I forgot about that.
I got to say. So I go to, because I got, no, listen, you know, because I always admire Padre Pio, you know, Francesco Forgione, the great priest from Pietrelcina. So I go like this. You'll love this because you'll get this. It's like, I say to Steve Perillo, I go, Steve, you know, I'd like to go to Pietrelcina. And he goes, isn't that where Padre Pio's from? I said, exactly. Can we put that on the tour? So they put it on the tour. So only us would get it. Do you know people? We got on a bus and we went to Pietrelcina. It was Padre Pio's hometown. They gave me, and a shout out to my friend Luciano Lomonarca, who was the head of the Pio Foundation. And he got me to get recognized from the mayor. There's one mayor named Mazzone, the other guy Massone, and they're all, I mean, and then we go into the church where Padre Pio was. That's just where he was brought up. And the priest brings me up, and I got to step on the pulpit, and I got to talk to the. Somehow I went, got through it, and I just talked. They applauded me. And I got to tell you, Steve, this is something interesting. Maybe you should do a story on it on your show. Is that the churches are crowded in Italy with the responses like I've never seen. Like they've never seen. Everybody was there. It was like 1958 in Newark. You know what I'm saying? Remember those days? You weren't even born yet.
I was just about, but are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Padre Pio. Yeah. Down in La Valette, where we summer, right? You know we have a little summer house down there.
What is the church
right on 35, Padre Pio, with a statue of Padre Pio, and right next to it, I heard this summer, right next to Pio, Padre Pio, there's going to be a statue of Joe Piscopo right there. and Joe, they're not going to take this one down.
You know what? That's right. They better not touch any of those statues. I'm telling you, the way it's going now. And that is, there's a whole, it's like a whole destination that people go to down. It's in La Valette, correct, Steve?
I've been thinking about going back to Italy. I went a few years ago. And now, Joe, you're going to text me the information. I know I'm not going to get the welcome that you got, but I'm going to Padre Pio's hometown to the church. I have to do it because I've been connected to Padre Pio for years down the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, you know what it is. It was extraordinary, and I could feel it. Stephen, you know, despite what Al says, you know, I know Governor Murphy is a nice guy.
Oh, Lord! I want to hear this transition. Come on, Al. I want to hear this transition.
No, yeah.
You know, Governor Murphy's very close to Padre Pio.
Oh, I am. Me and Morty got to meet him.
Don't even.
What? Steve, Morty's my dog.
I got to wrestle this back every morning, Steve. Help me out here with Al. So he goes, I know Governor Murphy is, I know people get mad when I say this, but he's a nice guy. He is
he's
gentleman.
A very nice guy.
Listen, I voted for Jack Cittarelli. I think Jack is the guy. But listen, politically we differ, but he is a gentleman, and he is a very, let me lead in with this. When we did the 100th anniversary of the great New Jersey State Troopers with Pat Callahan, my buddy, the superintendent of doing
great
such
man,
a
great man.
Stellar job, Colonel Callahan doing a great day. His father was a trooper. All the troopers were there. And you know what? Governors didn't show up. You know who showed up? Jim McGreevy showed up. And you know who else showed up? Governor Murphy showed up. And he walked over to me, and he was so polite to the New Jersey State Troopers. And we don't forget that. So tell us about the interview. Any news you could break on the show with us, Steve Adubato?
Well, it's this weekend on public broadcasting, WNET in New York, NJTVS in New Jersey. Check out. I'm uncomfortable with branding, Joe, but you can check out steveadubato.org.
No,
all the times this weekend. Listen, we talked about affordability in New Jersey, the fact that New Jersey is losing a significant number of people to Florida, no income tax there. Carolinas, we talked about inflation. We talked about property tax reduction. How about this one, Joe? Yeah. We talked about a non-controversial subject, sex education in our public schools. It was a fascinating discussion. I also asked him to go back and ask himself if he made any mistakes and he would take anything back in the year plus dealing with COVID. I asked him about the nursing home situation.
Wow.
And
wow.
I think I've asked him this 10 times so far. Governor, do you regret sending people back into nursing homes who had COVID and were treated in hospitals? Yeah. He did not back down. The governor, listen. In my mind, he is seeking higher office. If Joe Biden does not run in a couple of years at 82 years young, Phil Murphy is going to put his hat in the ring. It's going to be an interesting campaign. Already 2 years from now, it started.
Steve, where can we find the interview again, please?
And WNET in New York, 8:30 tomorrow morning, and also NJPBS all weekend.
We'll be watching. Steve, thanks to you and your family for doing so much for the great city of Newark. Your father, I mean, your family, the whole Adubato family, they were the first. They came up with doing so much and the North Ward Center, helping out the at-risk community, and with Ray Chambers right there by our side. We salute you, Steve Adubato. Appreciate you taking the time with us. Will you tell Nikki Greco I said hi, please? Can we do a Nikki shout-out on the radio? Can we do that now?
Nikki's listening right now. He's going to be thrilled. He's paying for dinner tonight. Ciao, Paisani.
Thank you. Happy Columbus Day, Steve. We'll love you too, man. We'll be watching. Steve Adubato right there. AM 970, The Answer, 852. And Janelle Crispin's in for Debbie Duhaime this morning on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We've got a couple of breakdowns in Brooklyn that will slow you up. Once on the Gowanus Expressway, there's a disabled vehicle westbound into Hamilton Avenue. Another on the BQE westbound into the Brooklyn Bridge. And in Queens, on the Van Wyck, there's a disabled vehicle southbound into the Belt Parkway and the BQE. There's an accident in Queens eastbound into Northern Boulevard. Still have a crash being cleared at the Whitestone Bridge, Queensbound. Two left lanes are blocked. Bronxbound emergency guardrail repairs. Route 80 eastbound into Exit 39 in Denville, a crash. And 78 shut down in both directions at Old Wick Road in Somerset because of a crash probe. Now, the GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck, disabled vehicle cleared away. There's a 20-minute delay. Lower deck about 15. Outbound on the upper deck, there's construction blocking the right lane across the span. 25-minute inbound delays at the Lincoln Tunnel. 20 to 25 at the Holland and alternate side of the street. Parking rules in effect. You now know where to go. I'm Chanel Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
For everything you need to know about health, wellness, and surviving everyday life in the New York, New Jersey metro area, stay tuned for the all-new Invite Health Radio with Amanda Williams at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
2,977 people were killed on 9/11. People are still suffering and losing their lives to 9/11 related illnesses. A generation of kids knows little to nothing about it. Only Tennessee and Arizona mandate K-12 learning, a national disgrace. The Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute gives educators access to nonfiction 9/11 resources for K-12. Curriculum units built around first-person accounts with social studies lessons for teachers to ensure ease of use. Plus, the nonfiction Discovering Heroes series of books for elementary school, a speakers bureau with access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones, and a mobile exhibit, 83-foot tractor trailer that transforms into an interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts. Tunnel to Towers is also granting Russell F. Siller Memorial Scholarships to the children of their program recipients who are exemplary high school students preparing for college. To never forget, we must educate future generations. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org.
Make sure to tune in this and every Saturday at noon to hear The Lead Guy, Nick DeMauro, Executive Director and CEO of LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, speak with experts, educators, and law enforcement about important issues affecting you and your children. Catch the new show, Battling Drugs and Violence, with The Lead Guy on AM 970 The Answer. For topical information and insights from experts waging the battle against drugs and violence in your community.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, and I want to tell you about Relief Factor. And I tell you the stories on the air, and you're going to see the commercials like I tell you on the radio. They took a lot of what I do on the radio, and they put it onto the TV that you will see in the weeks to come, because it's true. When I need the knee pain that I had, the shoulder pain that I had, you know, it got me out of pain in 5 days. 5 days out of pain. And I could do the things around the house, bending down and picking up one of my kids or something, for crying out loud. Even as they get older, you like to like hold them, you know. And or again, something simple as taking out the garbage or going up and down the stairs. And I credit Relief Factor, again, by the grace of God, be able to get out of pain like I got out of pain. And I did it in 5 days. Give yourself 3 weeks. That's all we ask. With that quick start for $19.95, go to relieffactor.com, please, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. To hear more about this particular offer, feel the difference, go to relieffactor.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour, coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Jeff Nordine is at the answer desk for the weather. Hello, Jeff. How you doing, pal?
Doing pretty well, Joe. It's good to hear you again and finally see you again.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. Yeah, we're back, and it's a crazy morning. Hey, by the way, it was hot in Italy. Beautiful. The weather was beautiful. We just lucked out, but you had a monsoon here. But again, we have a nice day today. Yes, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, we have a fantastic day today. Partly cloudy to partly sunny, 77, the last time we'll see 70s, at least for the near future. And then it gets cool tonight, mainly cloudy with a low of 46. Partly sunny tomorrow, 58 degrees, 45 overnight under a clear sky, 63 on Sunday with blue skies, Joe.
Well done, Jeff. Great to hear your voice as well, my friend. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We are back, and I'm on the air. I just jumped on, and I didn't mean to stay on. I meant to just kind of call in, but I'll tell you we'll regroup when we come back after the 9 o'clock hour. And I just again want to express on the air, because I'll forget sometimes that the pace of the show is so quick, I forget to say thanks to Al Gattulo and to Joey Sebelia and to Susie Cerrone's been with us.
Morty's a great dog. It really is. Stop.
We'll get into it when we come back. Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis will join us. And Russ Salisbury, we are just ripping it up. Russ is not Italian, but the good thing about Russ, he thinks he's Italian. But so he's going to be on there with us. We're going to talk about Aaron Judge. I know that happened when we were in Italy, and even Italy, even the Italians were talking about Aaron Judge. Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970. The Answer, we're coming back. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. And I'm going to tell you all about the trip in Italy when we come back as well. 877-970-2999. Jersey Joe live on the radio, and we are coming right back at you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.